maybe go read another place or two, if it be the Lord's will. And I say this also tonight, I'm not asking anybody to kindly give no leeway or anything as far as what the preacher has to say, but I'll ask you, if you would, to prepare your heart, and we're going to pray after we read here, but prepare your heart to let the Lord lead you and guide you and direct you. And if you hear something maybe different than what you've ever heard before, or maybe you hear something that maybe Grandma and Grandpa didn't pass down, don't automatically write it off as not being right, or it being something that's way out there or far out in the left field. You just pray and let the Lord open up your heart and make the Lord give a place to kindly put that on the inside. Because I'll tell you straight out, hey man, sometimes just because it's what Grandma and Grandpa said, young'uns, that don't make it right, amen. You pray now. Revelations chapter number 6, and I'm torn all to pieces. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Chapter number 6 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And I looked and beheld a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? That's all for now that I feel like the Lord would have us to read. And I know that we've already prayed this evening, but I ask you, if you would, just for a moment, go with us to the Lord in prayer that he might be our helper. Pray for your own hearing and for your own heart, how that God would help you to receive it as well. Pray with us for just a moment, if you will. My Lord and my God, we come to you again tonight, and Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and Lord, we bless your name. God, Lord, for the good day that you've blessed us with. And we thank you, Lord, for all, God, that we've already seen done tonight, Lord, in your house. And Lord, we praise you for all the testimonies, Lord, for the good songs of Zion. God, for everything that's been done in this place tonight to this point. God, you know my heart. I thank you, God, Lord, just for your people. God, that's sitting here tonight, God, under the sound of our voice for our children. Lord, that's in the classrooms, God, how good you've been to us. Surely, God, if we looked around, Lord, we could say how so much things could be different.
for tonight, Lord, if it wasn't for you. And Lord, we praise you. We bless your name. We ask you, Lord, to help us. And guide us, Lord, for a few minutes tonight. God, be obedient to your spirit. And say everything, Lord, you'd have us to say according to thy will. And Lord, we'll do our best to give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. Be in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. I say again tonight, I appreciate the Lord. And I appreciate the privilege that the Lord's given us to be in his house tonight to come together for worship. You just fought by with me while we try to get started in the direction that the Lord would have us to go in. I don't want to go back and kind of maybe we've already seen that the preacher ain't real good about reading scripture in one place with the intention on going to some other place. And I'll just speak for myself. I don't know. I hope tonight that maybe when we begin to read in chapter number 6 tonight that it was different for you tonight whenever we read the scripture than it was the last time whenever we read the scripture, because tonight, amen, when we read about the seal number 1 and 2 and 3 and four, you know some things different, amen, tonight than you did on the last decay. I'll speak for myself, amen. I'll not speak for anybody else, but I like, amen, when I just simply begin to read the Word of God and thank God, amen. All I'm doing, amen, Brother Niles, is just reading the words that's on the page. Ain't said no more, ain't kind of, amen, elaborated on what the Lord has showed us. Just maybe I'm read the scripture, but brother, while I'm reading it, I can begin to feel them hairs, amen, on the back of my neck begin to raise up, and them goosebumps begin to come down my arms. You say, why is that? Amen. I'll speak for me, and maybe we'll get on into things directly, but I'm just going to, amen, give you what the Lord has directed my heart to, thank God, this evening. But brother, amen, I don't know how anybody else views, amen, this book. Now, I'm not just talking, thank God, about Book of Revelation. I'm talking, thank God, about this Bible, brother, from Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1 all the way, thank God, to Revelation chapter number 22 and the last verse there. I'm talking about the entirety, amen, brother, in my life, thank God. It's more, thank God, than just a piece of literature, youngins, amen, thank God, that mankind can put on the shelves down at the library or at the bookstore or whatever else the case may be. And brother, in my life, thank God, there's been times, Josh Burleson, I've needed groceries, youngins, and thank God this book has been physical groceries for my family. Amen. There's been times, thank God, I've needed gas money, and that book, brothers, made a way for me to have gas money. There's been times my people has been sick, thank God. You say, preacher, why does that matter? Brother, that book's alive, thank God. It's got power. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and bless his name. I thought about what old Adam Hudgens was a testifying about tonight, about them old sinner boys, and a witnessing to them, thank God. Amen. I don't know about another rest of you, but I used to be one of them old sinner boys, and somebody, thank God, one day spoke into my life and began to tell me about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, somebody whispered into my heart that Jesus loves you. And I got down to the house of God, and you know what I found out? That old book has a reading from. It was more than just words on a page. It had life, and that on the inside. And brother, when they got to reading it, and when I got to reading it, it started doing something that on the inside of my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God forevermore. I feel good tonight. Amen. You just fought by with me. Amen. We've covered. Amen. Them first four seals are ready. I'm not going to go back and amen, preach all over them again. Just one county, maybe. Make sure that everybody remembers, amen, the layout of how the Lord has established this book here in the book of Revelation. I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand, but, amen, maybe just kind of give me a head nod. If you remember, amen, the most recent analogy that we used to talk about, amen, the vision that, amen, John the Revelator had here. Whenever we talked about the old football game, y'all remember, and how all the different camera angles and all the different viewpoints, y'all with me? Amen. So now here in Revelation, chapter number 6, amen, I'll just kind of lay it out this way so maybe it'll make some better sense to you. Chapter number 6, amen, what we're talking about, amen, throughout chapter 6 on over into chapter 7, 8, and 9 is the opening up of this book. But if you'll have it, brother, amen, chapter number 6 on over through chapter number 9, it pretty well summarizes the entire existence of all of humanity, amen. And so it's like, amen, a big picture look at the entire game, amen, at the whole thing. If you'll have it, chapter number 6, amen, is what you'd see on SportsCenter at the end of the day, amen, after the game's been played. It's just giving you the highlight. Are y'all with me? Amen. It don't stay with me. And whenever they give the highlights, thank God they don't go down through there, amen, and pick out every single play. Amen. They don't show you everything from the first quarter. Amen. If you want to know all that, you ought to watch the game. Y'all with me? Amen. If you want to know all that, you ought to have been in to help me, Lord, and to get this out there that way. Don't get mad at me whenever I say this. But brother, when I got done on Friday nights or on Saturdays when I was playing out yonder at Mars Hill, amen, I didn't have to go back to the room and sit down and watch the highlights from them games. Amen, I was in them, Seth, and I knowed, amen, the plays and the twists and the turns. I knowed the points in the game. Amen, I'm going to have me a running spell. I knowed the points in the game. Amen, where the momentum changed and everything shifted around because I was there. I was in it, amen. Help me, Lord, to get this out the right way. Amen. The highlights, brother, is for them, amen, that's on the outside and are looking in, thank God. Help me to get this out the right way. Amen. Don't get offended at the preacher. But, brother, there's a whole lot of folks have a hard time understanding the book of Revelation and are getting anything out of it. But I found out a long time ago, Revelation changed for me, Justin. Amen, because I stopped being somebody on the sideline and looking in on the game. And the Lord suited me up one Sunday morning. I put a helmet on me and a mouthpiece in. And I got to get in the game. And amen to God. And brother, it made altogether different then whenever I became a part of the show. What are you trying to get at? Well, if we'll just make it plain and simple and easy to understand, it's a whole lot easier, amen, to understand this book. Amen, if you got a helmet on and you're a part of the program, amen. Thank you, Lord. So now we've opened up, we've looked at it. Amen, the big picture, and we said the last time that everything about this is about Jesus and about the plan of salvation. Amen, all the way from the beginning, it's always been about God reconciling man to himself. So we've been watching Jesus now. Amen, he's the one that took the book. And we've been watching Jesus open up the seals one at a time. And we opened up that first seal about that white horse rider, and we claimed that has been the conqueror, the Lord Jesus. And we opened up that second seal, and we claimed that, amen, as being, amen, the type that wants to resist Christ. Amen, the enemy, the complex between good and evil, compared that to being the devil and all the blood shed and the sin. And then we've opened up the third seal, amen, which is, amen, that black horse and the man hand that hold the balances. And we've talked about judgment and the wine and the oil on one side. Y'all with me? Everybody remembers it got down to the fourth seal. And we've talked about death. Amen. That pale horse rider. And how they meant that the Lord Jesus conquered death. Give all them examples from it. And now we come down to the fifth seal. And brother, amen, if death has been conquered, thank God, being the fourth seal, there ain't no more beast. Amen. There's only four beasts listed. And so now we just pick up the seal. Stay with me. Amen. Verse number 9. The Bible says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, amen, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Help me to take my time now and get all this picture I'm laid out, amen. And then if the Lord, we get done with these two, we'll move on into chapter 7. Amen. There's some goodies in there as well. But brother, amen, begin to see here, John, this vision underneath the altar. What altar was it talking about? Amen. If you'll go back over in chapter number 4 and chapter number 5, you'll see that John began to see that throne. Amen. With them, and thank God, the ruler sitting on it. Amen. He seen that altar. Amen. There were all them beasts was bowing down and a worshiping and a praising. And it's that same altar now that John's are looking at here. And what does he see there? The Bible says, thank God, that he begins to look and begins to see the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Let me take my time, go real slow. There's a whole lot of crowd out yonder, amen, on the other side of them walls, who would try to tell you that this, amen, that they don't follow the same timeline that I've been preaching on to you. And they tell us that this here is about them martyrs, amen, that's going to be killed. Now stay with me. They tell us that it's about these martyrs that's going to be killed in the time period between what they say, that the Lord comes and takes the church out, amen, and the time period then, amen, when the beast and the false prophet and the antichrist set up their rule. People's looking at me like, preacher, that's confusing. Because it is confusion, brother. Amen, thank God. And they say what happens is that, amen, the church is gone, and that while, amen, the earth still stands, that there'll be some folks that'll stand up and that'll give, amen, their testimony, and they'll stand for Jesus, and they'll be beheaded and killed, and that's what this is talking about here in the scriptures. But let me lay it out real good for you tonight. And brother, when the Lord comes and gets the church and takes the church up out of here, amen, after that, brother, the hellfire and the brimstone's gonna fall. Ain't gonna be no time period in between the church. Help me, Lord. You say, preacher, how do you know? Don't get offended at me. But if these folks is gonna stand up and take a Christian principle and begin to stand up and say that they're Christians, how'd they get saved, brother? How'd they get born again? If there ain't no church, amen, left at the birth of men, ain't gonna be no babies. If there ain't no mama there to deliver. Amen. Help me, Lord, to get all this laid after that way. Well, then, preacher, amen, what is this? They've got the timeline skewed. And, brother, amen, this is talking about them, thank God, that's died Them, brother, amen, that give their life, that held the testimony of God before, amen, that Jesus give his life on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Them's the souls that they seen underneath the altar. Help me, Lord, to get this out the right way. And you can even go so far as to say that what John would have been seeing there under the altar and around the altar would have been them that died, amen, for the cause of Christ, having held the testimony after, amen, that Jesus gave his life. Stay with me. Amen. Between that time that Jesus hung on the cross and the time, brother, thank God, that we, amen, are called up out of here. Mankind's been a-dying, ain't they? Come on with me. Amen. I'm just going to preach what the Lord placed on my heart. Amen. The brother, amen, on Wednesday evening, and began to talk about Brother Mike and about the example that he gave. And then somebody mentioned it, I guess they was, and maybe it was this morning, that if they could, amen, they wouldn't trade places with us. Amen. Right now, y'all with me? Amen. That ought to make every one of us have a running hallelujah shout. You say, why, preacher? Because the Bible said to be absent from the body. Help me, Lord, to get this out the right way. Amen. Old Brother Mike, amen, he ain't laying over yonder on the hillside, brother. He might be some bones left and some dust left inside that box, but the soul has done took fire. It's done left out of here. It'll be absent from the body. It's to be present with the Lord. Amen. You know what this fifth seal was? That was opened up, that the Lord opened up. It was the promise of heaven. It was the promise, thank God, that there's a better place outside that. Amen. For the saints of God, he's seen the souls. He wasn't out yonder in some nether world, amen, floating around. But wherever God was, that's where they were. And he put that in there to encourage the church and to lift us up and to remind us that death, brother, ain't the end of it. Amen. When death gets conquered, beyond that, there's a better place, because the fifth seal was over. Amen. Help my Lord. And what all them souls? What all them souls that was there? Amen. Ask God Almighty. And they said, Lord, how long? How long are you gonna wait? How long are you gonna make us wait? Help me, I'd get this out the right way so nobody don't get offended at the preacher. I'm just going to get on into something here. Amen, that we'll find out later on as you, amen, go through the scriptures. Amen. You see, in our society and in our church theology, we've got this mentality, amen, that hell is the worst place that mankind will ever find themselves. Amen. But if you read on down the line, amen, you'll see, thank God, that the Bible says that death and that hell both, amen, are going to give up their dead. Amen. So hell evidently ain't going to be the final resting place for them, thank God. That dies lost. Amen, brother. Thank God the Bible says that after judgment comes, thank God that them that's in hell, that whenever they are judged according to the deeds in the body, amen, that death and hell is then going to be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Are y'all with me? Come on just a minute. Amen. So now if hell ain't the final place for the damned, it's the lake of fire, amen. If you study the scriptures good, you'll also see that this place here that John seen, amen, the paradise of God, if you will, amen, where Abraham and Isaac and all them brethren was held at, it's not the best ending for them, thank God, that's born again. If there's a place beyond hell, come on with me. Amen. Some of you just looking at me, and you're thinking, I don't know about this preacher. Amen. Hell, amen's got a place it's going to go. And brother, beyond that, for the souls of mankind, you'll read later on, we'll find out about a new heaven. Amen. Thank God. That's going to be made. And you say, preacher, why is that so good? Brother, because the scripture says, because he opens up that fifth seal, that new heaven ain't going to be no sunshine there. Amen to God. Ain't going to be no physical bodies like what we got here. Ain't going to be no tears. Ain't going to be no weeping. Ain't going to be no crying. Hallelujah. Amen. I seen Miss Meta come a walking in the house of the Lord tonight, brother, and watch what, amen, life has done. Thank God to her body. But we're going to a place, sister. Amen. One day after a while. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Ain't going to be no people. Amen. A struggling to get in. We'll all get to run into the house of God. We'll all get to run in there and worship Him. Amen. This fifth seal is a seal of hope to let us know there's a brighter day coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Amen. Go back there, if you will, just for a minute, and let's read there. Amen. Verse number 4, chapter 6, and verse number 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Amen. Amen. So that tells me that wherever, amen, that old red horse is, wherever, amen, that existence is, ain't going to be much peace there. Ain't that right? Amen. Y'all with me? Amen. But now let's read a little bit further on down here in chapter number 6. And thank God, let me read there. And verse number 11, and the Bible says, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should what? What's it say there, Lachlan? It says that they should rest, yes, for a little season. Amen. Thank God forevermore. Hallelujah. What's the Bible say? It says there therefore remaineth a rest. Amen. To the people of God. I'm going to have me a running spell, Gary. Amen. I don't know about none of the rest of you. But brother, thank God it seems like that life's just a run, run, run. And a dig, dig, dig. And a strive and a crawl and a beat and a knock, brother. Amen. But we was listening to a little old song coming over to the house of God tonight. Amen. Thank God saying there's a brighter day coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Sorrow is just going to be a memory. Hallelujah. It may not matter to nobody else, brother. But thank God one day, woo, I'm a feeling good now on the inside of my heart tonight, God. And brother, you may not see it a lot of times. Amen. Bless your name, Jesus. I'm going to get liberated, God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I don't claim to be no Pentecostal or no holiness, but you're about to see the preacher get sideways tonight. Amen. Thank God forevermore. You say why? Because each time, brother, I leave the house and I pick this old book up, brother, and it feels like it weighs 1,000 pounds. It feels like it weighs the weight of it pressing down on my soul like it did this morning. And I know what I was going to have to say. Hard things that people might not want to hear. But you see in the game, brother, I've seen the highlight of the fifth seal has been opened, and there's a place outside there where the little fat preacher's going, where I'll not have to carry this old book anymore. I'll not not have to drag the sword out of the sheath, I'll get to lay her down on the side and rest a little while. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It was said to them that they should rest for a little season. Praise the Lord. Until their fellow servants also and the brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way. Oh, my. Don't get this wrong now. Don't nobody get in your head. Amen. But the old Apostle Paul, in one place in the Scripture, hallelujah. I'm going to have to take me a little bit of a rest break, brother. Hey, thank you, Lord. It's bigger than I am tonight, bless his name. Old Paul was a writing over yonder in the bondage, amen, of that Roman, brother, house arrest. He's writing a letter, and he told him, thank God. He said the earnest expectation of the creature groaneth for the appearing of the Lord. He said, thank God this mortal, amen, one day after a while, he's going to put on immortality. And brother, this corruptible, he's going to put on incorruption. You say, preacher, why would that make you want to shout? I don't know about another rest of you, but Jesus has been good to me. And there's times, thank God, whenever we come to the house of the Lord, and the best I know how to do, the best testimony I can give, and the best song I can sing, or the best words I can say, it still feels like sin. I've made an awful mess of saying how good Jesus is. It feels like I've done a terrible job. You'd say, why? Because incorruptible gets inside here and reminds me that I'm not fit, I'm not worthy. You ain't got no reason to glory. But one day after a while, amen, thank God, this incorruptible, amen, this corruptible is going to lay down, and the incorruptible is going to rise up. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to rise up, and I'll get to get there where he is. And the first time I ever get to bow down in perfection, I don't know what's going to sound like, amen, but I'm looking forward to worshiping Jesus and not having to worry about this flesh holding me back. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, my. I try my best. I try my best with this little vessel I've got to make him look good. But one day after a while, I'll have the same body he does. That must not be helping you. Let me tell you what I'm looking forward to more than anything. It ain't having the physical strength, amen, to fly or run or jump. It ain't none of them things. But brother, it's just to tell Jesus how much he loves me. And when I get done, Tommy, amen, for my mind not to be a sin, you're a low down dirty dog. Amen. I know I am. But where I'm going, brother, low down dirty dogs become the saints of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name. Amen. Thank God forevermore. This low down worthless sinner, one day after a while, that's not what I'm going to be no more. I'll be a saint of God forever and ever. Amen. You'll find out a little while later on down the scripture. I believe it's over in chapter 12. Amen. The church of the living God. And the Bible says, he don't give no promises, Brother Tommy. Amen. And we're going to live on this earth without trouble. Amen. The church, it's our brother. Amen. Thank God whenever she gets ready to give birth and the child begins to come forth. The Bible said the devil's right there at the feet waiting to swallow it up. Amen. It's a beating a knock all the way down. Y'all hear me? Amen to God. But brother, the Bible didn't say it didn't stop there. It said that there's a place that the Lord has made for her and that she can be nourished for time and time. Yeah. And half a time, and that she'd be given a set of wings, and that she could fly to her place in another place, thank God. He said he'd make us to sit together in heavenly places. Amen. I'd like to have somebody run outside tonight and to see whether or not the foundation is even touching the ground, brother. You'd say, why? Amen. Because tonight the smoke of his train is a filling the house, brother. And I'm a feeling like, thank God, that this place is that place where we can find nourishment. We can find sustenance. He's lifting us up tonight. He wants to strengthen the people of God. Oh my. Oh my. I don't have no idea. Amen. Naturally, what it would have been like for old Brother Job to go through all that he went through. Don't have no idea, amen. But evidently along the journey, the Lord must have come by just enough. Because we get on down towards the end of the chapter. And his friends are telling him, amen, Job, just give up and lay down and quit somewhere. And old Job, amen, he looks towards the heavens and he says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen, thank God forevermore. Amen. I don't have no idea, brother. Amen. What old Enoch's life would have been like. Amen. I don't know what the day-to-day struggles, amen, of being Enoch would have been like. But I find a place in the scriptures. Evidently, them walks must have been pretty good. Amen, because Enoch kept going on them. And one day after a while, brother, amen, we look at death a lot of times, youngins, as a thinking like it's a bad thing. But brother, I'd say, oh, Enoch was waiting on him. He just ain't come on, where you been? Hallelujah. Where you been? I've been waiting on you. And the Bible said he walked with God and he talked with him, and then one day he was and he was not. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. One day, amen, the day I was a sinner, and the day I was a struggling, and the day I was a pushing and a beating down through life, but one day after a while you'll roll an old box in you and I'll be a was not any longer. I'll be changed. I don't know if it's ever happened to you as much. But tonight, I get to looking around. And I don't see male nor female. Jew nor Greek. Bond or free. I wish you could see what I'm seeing tonight. All I see is the heartbeat. Not only you say, preacher, hey, but if you ever see that one time, it'll make you shout. You know why? Because he don't see you like you are. Amen. He don't see me like that old drunkard. That dope man. He don't even know who that man is. He ain't even got no recollection. And the Bible said my sins have been cast as far as the east is from the west. And he's put them in a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered at all. I wish some of the Baptist crowd was here tonight. Yeah. Yeah. I'd ask them which version they seem to like better. Yeah, man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help me, and I'll go on. Yeah, man. And the Bible says, and I beheld, this is verse number 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely bee, when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way so nobody, amen, don't get hurt at the preacher. Amen, you see, amen, a lot of times this other, amen, some other folks that maybe look at this book of Revelation, they'll point to this sixth seal here as a being, amen, the time whenever, amen, the Lord begins to reign, brother, amen, judgment and so forth and so on, and down on the earth. But you read here the things that happened in the scriptures. Amen. The Bible says when this sixth seal was opened that there was a great earthquake. And it says that the sun became black and that the moon became as blood. Amen. Thank God forevermore. Let me just take my time right there. You go on over in the scriptures just a little bit. Amen. To that chapter number 12, and you'll find that woman I was talking about, and the Bible says that that woman is a standing on the moon, amen, that she stands with her feet on the moon, and that represents nothing more than just the bride of Christ, the church. And you say, preacher, why was she a moon? Stay with me, amen, because naturally speaking, the Lord made a great light to rule by day, amen, which is the S-U-N, and then he made a great light to rule by night, which is the moon, amen. And what is the sun spiritually? It's nothing more than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the sun, brother. Amen. Well then, preacher, what is the moon? Amen. He told a man in one place in the scripture, he said, I am the light. pride of the world. Did he not say that? But then you go just a little bit further, and he's fixing to ascend up into heaven, and he tells all them disciples that's standing around at that time, he said, ye are the light of the world. Amen. What is that? It was the sun giving way, amen, to the moon, thank God. Amen. Come on with me just a minute. Amen, brother, hallelujah. And the Bible, amen, don't tell you this. Amen, but science, if you'll study it out, where does the moon naturally get its light from? Amen, that's right, Josh Burleson. It comes from the sun. The moon's just a mirror, brother. And all it can do is reflect the light. It gathers from the sun. Amen, you reckon on where you get your light. You reckon on where the church, the living God gets its light. It comes from the S-O-N, shining, amen, brother. And brother, when the Lord hung on Calvary, amen, read right here in the scripture, it said there was a great earthquake and the sun became black. Ain't that what the Bible says right here? You go back and read what happened when Jesus was a-hanging out yonder on the cross. The Bible said that the earth began to quake and the rocks was rent and the graves busted open. And the Bible said the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. Amen, thank God. And brother, nobody's seen it at that time. Amen, but I'm glad the moon, brother, got dripped down in blood. Amen, thank God. What was that, brother? It was the washing of our sins in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to get anything out of a mirror, you know what you got to do to them? You got to keep them clean. And you got to keep them polished up. That's what he was doing here. He was washing the sins of the church away so that the moon could give off the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is this sixth seal? Help me, Lord, I'd get this laid down. Amen. This sixth seal is nothing more, amen, than the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and him, amen, bringing forth a perfect sacrifice, amen, for the Father. Help me, Lord. Amen. We might have ain't a whole big crowd of them here tonight. Amen. But directly after a while, amen, I might have them young folks get up here and sing. You say, preacher, you done been preaching a long time. I come to have church, youngins. Amen to God. We might get some of them youngins up there tonight after a while and have them sing that old song. Amen. They get to talking about that day, brother, when the Lord Jesus Christ died. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me to get this out the right way. Amen, brother. We didn't really necessarily see it with our eyes, but I'd say that day on earth, brother, amen, was a solemn day. Amen. I don't believe the birds would have been singing. I don't believe, amen, the animals would have been running around. Brother, when the eclipse would have come and the earth would have got dark while the Son of God was giving up his last breath, I believe the animals, brother, would even maybe have bowed their head or stood in attention and thank the Creator of everything. Is a dying over yonder for that old crowd that won't even sing. Amen. Yeah. You ready? Brother, you know why the birds and the fowls and the animals don't have the thought to reason like mankind does. If they did, brother, they'd kill us at every turn. You say, why, preacher? Because they'd look at us and they'd say, you don't do what he made you to do. I sing for him. I fly for him. I do what he made me to do. What's the matter with you? I'd say it'd been a day, brother, that the earth would have just, if the earth itself had a head, I believe it would have bowed its head. Amen, brother. And maybe even so, I don't really know exactly what kind of ability, amen, to reason that the angels have. Amen, they're created angelic beings. So I don't know how much forethought and all that, amen, that they've got. Amen, but there they was. And as I'm looking at the Prince of Heaven, and I'm watching him die, and I'm watching him give up his life for a bunch of people, amen, that disrespected. Amen to God. Amen. I know this much. There was thousands upon thousands standing on the edge of the earth with their hands on their swords. And all he'd have had to said was, I don't want no more of this. And brother, he'd have wiped it all out. Amen. He could have called thousands of angels and have run it up. But he hung right there. And I wonder what them angels was thinking. Why in the world would he do that? Why won't he just say help and we'll come to his rescue? And brother, amen, for a day or two, amen, maybe even they were sweeping and mourning in heaven, brother, amen. But thank God forevermore, amen. Come daybreak, thank the Lord on the third day, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the garden, brother, he come up out of there, and Murray, amen, Murray found him over there. Amen. And the Bible said she went running to him, Josh. And he said, whoa. He said, don't touch me yet, for I've not yet ascended to my Father. Amen. So he had come up out of that grave, but he had not made the journey yet. Amen. And the next time we see him, he comes in. The doors can't even hold him, brother. The Bible said the door shut, and then all of a sudden he just appears in the midst of them. I don't know whether or not you can see him tonight. He may not have been in here when we started, but brother, he's appeared in the midst of us this evening. You say, but I can feel him. He's in the room. Praise the Lord tonight. He's among us, children. He's alive. Hallelujah. And he told Mary, he said, don't touch me. But the next time he appears before the disciples, before the 11, Thomas has been there. Is that right, Tommy? Some of them disciples, Thomas must have been going to buy some groceries or something. Because 10 of them had seen him already. Thomas comes back with some wheat and some barley, maybe. Thomas, you ain't gonna believe it. We've seen the Lord. He's alive. And Thomas said, well, now, fellas, that's good. He said, fellas, that's good. He said, but now, you know what Thomas was saying? He's a giving my testimony, brother. He's a saying, I'm glad for you, but I'm going to need to see him for myself. He said, I'm not going to be able to believe unless I thrust my hand into his side, unless I stick my finger into the nail bridge. Oh, amen. And the Bible said he appeared in the room. He didn't waste no time either, brother. Hallelujah. He didn't go to Peter or James or John. He went right to where Thomas was. And he said, touch me. And he said, see that I am who I say I am. Evidently, brother, something must have happened between the time that Mary seen him in the garden and the time that he went to where Thomas was, because he didn't want Mary to touch him. But he told Thomas, put your hands on me. What happened? I can tell you what happened, brother. Amen. Around heaven, they might have been a mourning, maybe a little bit, you know. Might have been a few tears, thinking God's son's died. Amen. Maybe the angels over there was a moaning and a groaning, maybe a little bit. But all of a sudden, brother, amen, thank God forevermore. Amen. The door would have busted open on glory, and in would have come a walk out of the spotless Lamb of God with his hands full of blood. Amen to God. Could you see the angel as they rise up and saying, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, glory to the Son. And he took that blood, brother, and he poured it out on the mercy seat. Amen. This sixth seal was the perfect sacrifice being received on the altar of God. Prove it, preacher. I can't. We talked about the earthquake here. One place in Hebrews, it said all these things, the sprinkling of blood and the killing of goats and calves, he said all that was shaken as things that cannot stand. Amen. Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way. Amen. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Amen. Everything. Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way. Everything would have been shaken while Jesus was a dying on the cross. Yeah. Don't get upset at me whenever I say this. Amen. But what does the Bible call him? The Bible calls him the head of the corner, the chief cornerstone. Amen. And if there ain't no chief cornerstone, it don't matter which way you go from there out, brother. Everything will get shaky if there's enough rocking goes on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And brother, all of everything might have been shaken on that day. But brother, thank God forevermore. Amen. For 40 days he appeared to mankind. And then, brother, on the 40th day out there on the Mount of Olives, amen, they watched him go up into the heavens. And two angels stand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. And two angels stand around and said, what you looking at? Amen. And them disciples was kind of thinking, man, that's my Savior. That's my Lord Jesus is going up out of here. And them angels told him, they said, no, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus which you've seen go away will in like manner. Why did he have to go? He told us this morning in John chapter number 14. He said, brother, amen. He said, it's expedient unto you that I go away. Now get with me just a minute. Some of you may have seen it, and some of you may have not. Amen. But there's a Greek God in mythology. Amen. And you know what his purpose is. Amen. He holds the earth on his shoulders. Have you ever seen the image of that? A Greek God holding the earth right here on his shoulders like this. Amen. But brother, you know why the Lord Jesus had to ascend back to the Father. Amen. Because the stone had to take its place to keep everything from falling apart, brother. Ain't no Greek God, amen, holding it up. But the Bible said in him, amen, we live and move and have our very being, and that all things exist and consist because of him. The stone, brother, sat down at the right hand of God. And brother, when he set out, he put stability into the salvation plan. And from that day, man could thank God forevermore. This bunch of Baptist brothers running around wanting to make out like it's some kind of mystery or something out there that's going to just burst on the scene. But from that day to this day, he's been in control. And he's still in control tonight. Help me, Lord. And the Bible says the keys. Help me, Lord, I say this. It says the great day of the wrath of the Lamb has come. Well, let me get this right to you so nobody don't get upset at me. People's got the wrong mentality about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they've got a look on their face like that God, that Jesus has wrath impending towards mankind. But brother, Jesus ain't never had no desire to bring wrath on man. The only thing that Jesus wants to have wrath on is sin, brother.
Amen.
And because he has such a love for man, he made a way, brother, so that sin could find wrath and man could find redemption in the same breath, brother. Praise the Lord forevermore. That's the great day of the wrath of the Son of God. It's to condemn sin. That's why mankind will run and hide and try to hide. Amen. Thank God, brother. You know, thank the Lord. You believe whatever you want to. Amen. That Sunday morning while that man was up there preaching, I wasn't sitting back there smiling with my head up and I'm thinking, oh, I was trying to get my head down. But if I could have went under the bench, I would have. Because condemnation was on my sin. The Lord condemned my sin. But brother, he rescued my soul. That's the wrath of the Son of God. So he opened up the sixth seal with that perfect sacrifice, put it on the mercy seat that the wrath of the Son might come, so that sin might be condemned and that the souls of man might live. I believe with all my soul, young'uns, that's what the Lord's trying to give the believers here in the book of Revelation. He's trying to give them an edification. Amen. To hold on just a little while longer. Squeeze just a little bit tighter. The good stuff's just around the bend. I reckon I'm done, praise the Lord. Every head bowed just for a moment. Seal number 5, the promise of heaven. Seal number 6. The perfect sacrifice has been made. I wonder tonight if anybody needs to pray. Well, that'd be all right. You can lift your head. There ain't too many of them here, Levi, but you reckon maybe I could try to sing that song? Those of you that are here, try to sing it, maybe. Come on, I'm going to sing it for me tonight. Don't pay no attention to how many they are, how big the crowd is. You may say, preacher, there ain't too many of them here. Well, don't sing it for all of us tonight. Sing it for him, hallelujah. Preacher, it's late. It was laid up yonder on Calvary too, wasn't it? He said, not my will, but thine be done. Help him tonight, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him good. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes the preacher seems to get more out of it than the church does. But I hope you've got a little bit tonight. Hey, Lord. And what I'm feeling that on the inside of my soul. Bless him, Lord. Sag it, youngest.
Yeah. Sang it. Sang it. Sang it. Sing.
And there he comes.
Yeah.
He's got the blood that he shed.
Yeah.
On Calvary. And the Father said,
help him, Lord. Sing it, youngish.